Technology comes in all shapes and sizes. There's different technology coming along the road every day of the week. And, you know, some of them fall by the wayside and some of them become very, very critical. We're going to talk about a new technology that isn't necessarily top of mind for people, but it's something that can maybe change the way they drive. With us is Steve Kiefer. He is with General Motors, and you're part of supply chain, which is an interesting. I don't get to interview a lot of supply chain folks. Number one, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us about what I think is it could be regarded as a breakthrough that General Motors and Michelin are have put together here.
Yeah, we're really excited about the project that we announced just a couple of days ago in Montreal. It's called UPDIS, and we've been working for quite some time developing this airless wheel system. So it's a airless wheel and tire system that has the potential to actually do a number of things for us. It's right in line with General Motors' vision of zero crashes, zero emissions, and zero congestion. And really, the interesting piece here is the ability to essentially eliminate flats and blowouts. So really a great feature for our customers so that they won't experience air loss and flats, especially on the rough roads and potholes.
I mean, it's an inconvenience, but it also is a safety feature, isn't it? A lot of people are killed each year from tire failure and actually from changing flat tires by the side of the road. I mean, they're both safety problems. Talk about that a little bit, would you?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. The Michelin data indicates that about 20% of the people that drive vehicles these days experience some form of air loss, and that air loss can result in just some minor drivability problems, or sometimes in the worst case, blowouts, which can cause accidents while you're driving. But as you correctly stated, when the vehicle gets moved to the side of the road and people are trying to change a flat on the side of the road, it can be extremely dangerous for the person changing the tire. And as we talk about, you know, zero crashes and zero congestion, certainly when you start tying up the shoulder of the road with somebody changing a tire, that in itself creates a congestion problem. On the zero emission side, there's certainly quite a bit of waste associated with tires that fail prematurely, whether it's blowouts or just premature wear because of incorrect inflation. And these are really, you know, as good as a job we do in recycling and reusing old tires, there's still a lot of tires that end up in landfills. So we feel like it's a great environmental solution as well.
Yeah, and tires are so good these days that people ignore them and, you know, kind of at their peril, really. I mean, I would imagine there's probably, I'd guess at least 10% or 20% of tires on the road today are underinflated, just as we speak, from what I've learned through the years about dealing with tires and this issue.
Yeah, that's certainly true. It's a piece of the maintenance of the automobile that's often neglected. And also, I would say it's an aspect of the vehicle that I think sometimes our customers underestimate the importance of tuning tires to vehicles from a ride and handling and safety standpoint. And really, that's why this relationship between General Motors and Michelin is so important, because it's necessary for the OEMs and the suppliers, in this case, General Motors and Michelin, to work in a very collaborative manner to bring this kind of technology to production.
Tell us a bit about how the system works. You know, just what is it and how is it different from a conventional tire and wheel?
Yeah, I think the best way to describe it, you know, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words, and I think the video is probably worth 1,000 pictures. If we can get to the video clip, it's really quite impressive to see. But in its simplest description, it's a center hub that's got a composite set of spokes, as they're called. These spokes act as the compression member, so they kind of take the role that the air takes in a pneumatic tire. So as you watch the video, you'll see these spokes compress to basically conform to potholes and rough road. And that's really where you get the functionality that creates some of the durability. And then on the exterior of it, you have a somewhat traditional rubber tread. And that's, as we say, where it meets the road. And it provides the, the ride and handling and rolling resistance that should be at least comparable and maybe in some ways better than what we have to offer today with conventional pneumatic tires.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, tires do a lot of things. They provide grip. Certainly, they provide stopping, cornering ability. They provide comfort. If they're engineered well, they provide quiet. They last for a long time. So there's a lot of things that have to be replaced with a new system. And it sounds like interesting technology. How did it develop?
Well, the airless tire, as it's been called, is something that's been, you know, talked about as long as the industry's been around. There's been airless tires even back in the beginning of the industry. More recently, I think it was, the tire manufacturers were looking at ways to innovate and to find ways to provide a feature that would increase the durability and the functionality of the tire. Michelin has been very successful in using the some forms of airless tires and tire and wheel assemblies in other markets, the ag market. You might see it on some small tractors and lawn equipment. And this is really sort of the evolution to bring it into to the automotive space. The time is right because, of course, we've got vehicles all over the world, and in some cases where roads are not that great. As a matter of fact, it's one of the hot topics right here in Michigan about how bad some of our roads are due to the hot and cold seasons that we have here. So the tire really provides a great feature for difficult road conditions. But also, as we look ahead to the autonomous world, we see an opportunity where vehicles will be deployed in a way that we may have less opportunity to interact and maintain them. And the idea of sort of a maintenance-free tire system or tire and wheel system is very attractive for the eventual sort of commercialization of autonomous vehicles.
How soon are we going to see this system on vehicles that can be purchased by the public?
Yeah, so in our press release, we talked about the development work that we're doing. And by the way, because it's such a important safety feature and also a regulated feature within the automobile, our target now is to introduce, together with Michelin, this system in approximately the 2024 timeframe. We'll be running this system through real world testing here later this year. We've actually dedicated a fleet of our Chevy Bolt EVs, our electric vehicle, the Chevy Bolt, to run this system in real-world conditions here later this year, again, to further prove the technology and get us on a path of development and productionizing this.
What would you say are maybe the three top advantages of this system versus the conventional tire and wheel system?
Yeah, I would go back to some of the original things we mentioned. First of all, the maintenance-free aspect of it, no need to monitor or change or adjust air pressure. Second, the durability, the fact that we'll essentially eliminate blowouts and flat tires, which is the feature for our customers. And then third, I would just say the impact on the environment, the sustainability by using fewer raw materials, better recycled materials, and having less waste when ultimately the product is at the end of its life.
Terrific. Anything else consumers ought to know about this system?
I think from the system standpoint, we've covered most of it. I would just give another shout out to our strategic supplier, Michelin. I think at General Motors, we have just an incredible number, actually 20,000 suppliers around the world that are just doing amazing work. We cannot innovate and bring these great products to market without the great support of an outstanding global supply base. And I think examples like this show exactly what kind of things can happen when two great companies work together with a customer and with the environment in mind. And we applaud Michelin and really all of our suppliers for bringing their best technology to General Motors first so that we can help them get it productionized, into production, and into our customers' hands.
Well, Steve Kiefer of General Motors, thanks so much for being with us. We really do appreciate you sharing this. We look forward to driving cars with this technology as time goes forward, and congratulations on the innovation.
Thanks so much. My pleasure, and great talking to you.
That was Steve Kiefer. He's with Supply Chain at General Motors, talking about a new system that General Motors is doing in cooperation with Michelin, airless tires that we'll see on the road in 2024. Stay with us. We'll have more right here on America on the Road on Driving Today.